Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
One topic that has been in the news, Mayor, is about the city's involvement and the questions about the Make Your Day program. And my only question is, do you still support that program?
You know, I ran the Detroit Medical Center for 9 years, and at Hutzel Hospital, we would deliver 500 babies a year that were 2 pounds or less, babies that you could literally hold in the palm of your hands. And it was miraculous how many times those babies would end up leaving 3 or 4 months later with their mothers, but oftentimes with developmental issues, eyesight issues, lung issues, and the like. And Detroit has the highest preterm birth rate in the state of Michigan, one of the highest in the country. And so the leading research university in America on preventing preterm birth was Wayne State. They were sending speakers all over the world with their breakthroughs. And so we encouraged them to actually make those services available to moms in the city of Detroit. And thousands of moms, some of whom had had 1 or 2 miscarriages before they got into the program, came in and with our support, with the support of Make Your Date, delivered healthy babies. So I'm enormously supportive of the program and will continue to support it.
Mayor, of course, there's been controversy about it. So the Attorney General's office says they have not necessarily gotten all the information that they needed. Has the city and your office been forthcoming and giving them whatever they need?
So let's be clear on that. That nonprofit that the AG is talking to, the city never dealt with. All the city's money went to Wayne State University. The AG is talking about a nonprofit that never got any funding from us. So I don't have any information on the nonprofit.
There is a report in Cranes today, and that's regarding New York City's real estate mogul Stephen Ross talking with Dan Gilbert and the University of Michigan about establishing a manufacturing innovation center on the vacant Gratiot Avenue site where Wayne County's half-built jail was demolished last summer. Have you met with Ross?
Yeah, you're going to have to talk to Stephen about that one.
So that's a no comment.
I've met with Stephen Ross lots of times in New York and in here on lots of subjects, and but you're going to have to talk to him about his projects.
What about that site, though? I know at one time there was talk about a soccer stadium there, which I guess, unfortunately, is not going to happen. And what would you like to see go there, though?
Yeah, well, you know, we've taken a strong position with Major League Soccer, and we will get Major League Soccer into this town. But and I've been with Commissioner Garber a number of times and said, look, the public has already invested in a beautiful facility in Ford Field that can accommodate soccer. There's no reason to build another $150 million stadium for 18 home dates a year. It's not a good use of public resources, not a good use of public land. And I think it's a matter of time before Major League Soccer ends up coming to Ford Field. Dan Gilbert owns the property. He did it in agreement with Wayne County. And, you know, you'd have to ask him what he plans to do with it.
And, Mayor, you were saying something very exciting about employment training centers that will be happening, and that will be the next breaking news. So tell us about that.
Well, if we keep bringing these jobs back, we got 5,000 employees coming at Ford over and in the train station at Corktown. We got another 400 or 500 employees coming at Waymo, where they're going to make the self-driving cars. We got another 5,000 coming at Fiat Chrysler. If what we do is create jobs for suburbanites to come in and then go home at night, I haven't done my job as mayor. And so we are going to be reaching out, assuming city council passes this Fiat Chrysler agreement, and we will set up 8 career centers all across this city. And we will be reaching out to Detroiters, because if you've got a high school degree or a GED, you're physically able to do the job, and you conduct yourself appropriately in an interview, you can be qualified for a job that starts out at $18 an hour plus benefits and ultimately goes up to $56,000 a year. And so we're going to have about 90 days to get every Detroiter possible on that list so they get interviewed first. And so you're going to see a blitz for 90 days in the city to reach out to every Detroiter. You might have a job. It's a $10 or $12 an hour job, and you want to get a better job. Or you might be unemployed. Either way, we're going to be reaching out to you.
And when does that start?
So it'll start, if we get the vote from City Council tomorrow to approve the plan, it'll start Wednesday.
Okay, quick.
And well, we have to.
Mayor, we want to talk about the census before you go. The census has kicked off its campaign. Are you confident that every Detroiter will be counted? I know there's some controversy this time about asking people whether or not they're citizens.
Well, the history of this country is that the U.S. Constitution from its beginning said that you counted inhabitants. It has never been that you count citizens. Of course, before there was America, you didn't have people who were born as U.S. citizens. So for more than 200 years, the Constitution has not required you to count citizens. And now you've got an administration that's trying to do that. I'm pretty sure the courts will set that aside. But from our standpoint, there's a high distrust of government. And a distrust of the federal government in particular. And so we're going to be out knocking on doors, and we'll be in every corner to say, the services that come in for health care, for job training, for schools and the like are based on the census. Your representation in Lansing and Washington is based on the census, and we're going to do everything we can to get every Detroiter counted.
Real quick, I do know you have to go. Any idea who you're supporting for president?
Yeah, I'll make that announcement when the candidate comes to town.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
And we have been speaking live with Detroit Mayor Mike Duggan from Music Town in Detroit. Thank you so much for being with us. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks for having me, Brooke.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.